Johnny Brar here with JD. JD's
yes.
co-hosting again with me.
That's right. I keep coming back.
Yeah, you just love it, don't you?
I love
you?
The Daisy Live.
And we got Trish Stratus online. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, Trish is here in on the air. Finally, finally. I was looking forward to this for quite a while, actually.
Yeah, definitely. Trish is very cool, very cool.
How you been?
I've been good. How about you guys?
Oh. Excellent.
So explain the dynamic. JD showing up every so often.
For all the big interviews, I stick around. JD usually stays till, you know, I stick out after hours to talk to you, Trish.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, usually he's not here. He just swings by whenever something interesting is going on.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you.
No problem.
No problem. So now everyone knows you formerly of the WWE, right? And now you're getting an interesting venture into yoga here, right?
Yes.
Yoga. So tell us a little bit about your venture into yoga.
Okay, well, I opened up Stratosphere. It's my yoga studio, which is located just south of the Von Mills Mall.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it is 5,200 square feet of yoga bliss.
Wow, bliss. That
sounds good. Yeah, we have three different studios. We have a hot studio. Everyone's kind of heard of the hot yoga.
Hot yoga is really popular.
Yeah, so we had Bikram Singh. Bikram
Chaudhary, founder of Bikram Yoga, right?
Yeah,
we had him on. We talked to him.
How is he? He's an awesome guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's really cool. Have you met him or talked to him?
Yes. Well, Bikram was the first style of yoga that I ever did, went to classes regularly.
Right.
And I must say that I credit Bikram Yoga and hot yoga to healing my back. I had a herniated disc. This how I got into yoga, but had herniated disc from the wrestling.
Right.
You know, that whole wear and tear thing happens after a while.
Oh, yeah. God. Not a good track record if you stick in that industry too long.
Yeah.
So, getting your butt kicked. I mean, kicking butt, that is.
That's right.
So I had a herniated disc, and they wanted to actually do surgery, and I kind of said, let me just see if I could, you know, see if I could fix it up first, and started doing the physiotherapy, and it wasn't really helping. And then I tell you, I went to Bikram Yoga, and within, immediately, I'd say I felt a difference. And I would say 2 months, I decided to do only yoga. I was like, I'm my own creator of my destiny. I will do no physiotherapy and Bikram Yoga only. And it actually worked, so good thing that worked out for me. But he's awesome. I also went to one of his classes in L.A., and he's hilarious.
Charismatic guy, funny guy.
Yeah.
He's just running around. Like, he's very, very interesting dude.
Well, so what exactly is hot yoga? Is it just a guy with a hairdryer or what?
No, it's a really hot instructor, you know? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the people, you have to be hot. Yeah, there's, qualifications.
I've seen a lot of people walking out of a class around my house, and, I can attest to that. Are men allowed to do it? Because I haven't seen any guys walking out of that class.
Well, yes, men are encouraged to do it, as a matter of fact. No, hot yoga is, the room is heated up to about 100 degrees and plus, so anywhere from 100 to 110 even. And the idea, I know it sounds crazy, you're probably going, you guys look at each other like, what?
No.
So it's like a sauna, doing yoga in a sauna kind of.
Kind of. And what it does is it allows you to go into the poses a little bit easier and kind of like, you know, the warm-up you need to do before you work out. Mm-hmm. Well, when you go in the hot room, your muscles are instantly warm, so therefore you can work out, get a better, get the most out of each pose, but also you are detoxing your body and sweating out the toxins. And I'm telling you, I always sound preachy when I talk about it, but when I started doing it, my skin was clear, because you're kind of getting a facial every time you go. You're sweating it all out. And, yes, guys do it. In fact, I encourage guys to do it. Listen, I had the Argos come by.
Yeah.
So I had Adriano Bello, who is, I don't know, 300 pounds, very big dude.
Right.
I was like, oh, this is going to be hilarious, I thought, you know. Not that I laugh at people when they come to my studio and try it for the first time.
As you're <bluffing. laughs>
pointing and laughing at people. So that's true.
Don't worry, I don't point in front of the class. I just do it behind the door, you know.
Yeah. I saw hot yoga, and what was it? It was $2. I was like, how is that possible?
Somewhere around here. I think that was a very, very low-budget one.
It was a crappy, awful.
Probably.
They did all the poses wrong.
Yeah, hence the hair dryer in the basement.
That's what they do there. Yeah, if it's $2, they walk around with a hair dryer.
So, is your studio open currently, or is it?
Where have you been, my friend? Obviously not to the street. You haven't been stratified yet at the studio. We opened 2008.
Whoa.
Okay, so you're open.
It's not too far.
Open would qualify.
You're open.
So
we're open. We're open. And we have, yeah, there's, you need to come by, though, because if you haven't seen it, you got to see it, and you got to tell all your listeners how lovely and wonderful it is, because I'm not just saying that because it's must.
And we have a lot of yoga people, because we have a lot of Indian audience, right?
Yeah, so, for sure. Originated there, so.
Why? What does yoga have to do with India?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. It's a joke. Sometimes people don't get my sarcastic nature. I have to make sure.
We've seen Street Fighter and Dalseem, yeah. Big yoga practitioner. That was
And a recommendation from us, you know, let's see, business probably triple, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I have an event on Saturday.
Okay.
And it's like we're the whole, like, I'm in this little area called the Village at Vaughan Mills. So when you go south of the mall, there's like a little plaza there with some Canyon Creek Steakhouse and Leon's. And I'm in that village there. And they're doing this like big party where it's like a street party. And there's going to be like fire eaters and clowns and jesters and all that kind of fun stuff. And so we are going to do a yoga demonstration at 2:30. So I'm going to have all my instructors there doing demos, taking questions, doing something live and interactive. And also, I have a free class for newbies like you guys at 5 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
I think you guys are, you know, kind of going to make a date, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I got to see those clowns and fire eaters, too.
I got to be distracted by the fire eaters. That sounds pretty interesting.
Either come for the fire eaters or, you know, the yoga, whatever you're into.
If you do it enough as, like, Dalseem, you'll be able to shoot fire out of your mouth as well. So.
Yeah.
What I understand.
They're shooting people out of cannons, too, as well, there, probably. And that's crazy. So it'll be free for people to get to know what you're all about, your studio, right?
Yeah, it's if you've never tried it before, you're brand new to the studio, it'll be free. So it's like kind of like a good deal.
Yeah, that's good.
It's a good deal.
Free is good.
Yeah, free is good.
Just turned up the volume when it heard free there.
Definitely.
And the hair dryer, it's not that kind. Just, I know we talked about the low price thing.
I was expecting a gigantic hair dryer.
I'll tell you what. Our washrooms have hair dryers in it, so you're more than happy to go in and, you know, blow yourself dry. What?
Yeah.
We'll head to the bathroom and do that.
Yep. Is it that outdoors? And can you do hot yoga outdoors?
You can. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I'll just tell you the little history. You know why why Bikram chose to do hot? He was trying to simulate the same environment and atmosphere and environment as in India, and that's where he got the whole like hot idea from. So yes, in India, many people practice outside. You can practice anywhere. That's the wonderful luxury of doing yoga. You could do it anywhere you want. I'm doing it right now. I'm in lotus position.
You do? Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Usually when I do my interviews, I do that in lotus position.
That's wicked.
Hold on. I'm just going to do a headstand. Hold on one sec.
Okay. All right.
Somersaults and whatnot, right?
No, somersault. That's gymnastics. You're mixing
it up.
Yeah. It's a learning process. We're getting there.
I'm gonna hold your hand.
Broke down the myth about the hair dryer, and now.
You guys got to come and tell your listeners about it. I'll do it with you guys. We'll hold hands.
We'll schedule an appointment. We've been with the Bikram and whatnot, so we'll learn more.
You guys had like the man Bikram in, and weren't curious and went to go try it.
I think our other
Bikram
host did
sell it pretty well. Actually, he was talking, you know, cosmic consciousness. You'll be bulletproof, fireproof, and a lot of stuff.
See, that's where the fire eating thing comes from.
Yeah. That's the fire eating thing.
I was like, holy crap, this stuff is crazy, right? You're like a superhero afterwards.
But still, I didn't do it. I just went home and went about my business.
Okay, you needed Trish to come and give you that extra.
All right. Well, we'll schedule an appointment for sure.
Let's do it.
And so now, do you have a travel show going on? Now, I read a little bit about this, and how is that going? Is that even true?
It is true. Okay. It is a fact. It's just that it's finished. You're a little bit late. You guys are a bit late, but it's cool.
A little bit, yeah.
It's okay. I'm not going to hold it against you. And we can continue on. I'm not going to lie.
Grudges. No holding grudges on
that. No holding grudges. I actually traveled all over the world, and I did fighting. I kind of fought all over the world.
Wrestling or fighting?
Wait.
Okay.
I know you did Muay Thai in Thailand. I saw that clip. That was cool.
It was cool, right?
Yeah, that was very cool.
So do you think I could beat Gina Carano?
Did you watch that? I was there live in San Jose.
You were?
Watching. Yeah, I was there live, the HP Pavilion.
Wow.
Gina Carano against Christine Cyborg Santos. Cyborg is a beast.
Yes.
Cyborg is a beast.
How was the fight? Was it like...
It was amazing.
Yeah.
The people were going absolutely nuts when Gina Carano came out.
Yeah.
And that fight, if you're there live, it was like insane, the atmosphere. But Cyborg is at a different level.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's just amazing.
She like... cyborg-like.
She's cyborg-like.
Are you sizing it up for her? Because maybe Trish, would you ever do any MMA?
Yeah, you're a big MMA fan, right?
I am. I'm a big fan, and I think she's done. Like, I mean, I haven't watched cyborg stuff too much, except for recently. But you know, doing the old YouTube search. But Gina, she just is amazing. I think she's doing amazing stuff for the sport.
Yeah.
When I went to Thailand, I did like so. The premise of the show was I go to these different places, and through an activity, which I will learn from the people, I learn about the history and the cultures of these places I visited.
Right.
So I did, you know, Muay Thai boxing in Thailand, and then, you know, you learn about the warriors and things like that. I did sword fighting in Kerala, South India.
Oh, wow.
Everything sort of was reflective of their cultures. But when I did Thailand, I was in Thailand, I fought, I got this crazy buzz afterwards, and for a minute, I thought I was going to come back and be an MMA fighter, and then I just, you know, didn't.
Do it.
Yeah, you could be the next female
like
Brock Lesnar, right? Lesnar did it pretty well.
You know what? He did amazing. Mind you, he's huge, and I think it's kind of like, you know how you watch some fights, you're like, ooh, if he gets him in that leg lock, it's over. You know, it's like you just hit a block. If he gets on top of you and smashes your face with his fist 100 times, you're done.
He's huge, man.
So that's kind of his move.
Well, you should do it, man.
Yeah?
Yes, please.
Yeah. So please.
Because I'm a big MMA fan, and I wanna see you get in there and fight.
And MMA females growing a lot, right?
Yes.
Because that was a headliner, the cyborg fight.
That was the main event on the Strikeforce card.
No, that's impressive. It's almost like Trish and Lita main eventing Raw.
Yes.
Right.
It is.
And we'll get more into your wrestling history in a bit. But so that travel show, that wrapped up now?
Yes, I did. It was a 10-part series. So I did that last year, 2008. I traveled to 10 different places.
And this is under your bill or the station bill or what?
It was a show that Travel and Escape is the network.
Oh, okay.
And they hired they bought the show.
Oh, right.
And then it'll be Discovery HD is actually going to air it in the fall. So it's currently, you can go on travelandescape.ca and you can see clips from the show.
Okay.
So you can catch up and get your stratosphere on.
Yes.
And
that was a cool show.
Yeah,
it was
an awesome show. And it was because it was supposed to be an adventure show, and I was going to do these like, you know, hang gliding and bungee jumping, which I did. I did some of that stuff, but a lot of places when they heard that I was coming were like, "We want to show her our ancient craft of fight." And I was like, "Cool." So I learned fighting in a lot of different places like New Zealand and I was in Iceland. I learned their national sport is called Glima wrestling.
Wow.
So I took on their national champion, actually.
You took her
on?
You
did?
Yeah, it was really crazy.
Oh,
so you got to YouTube this stuff. It's really fun.
How did that turn out?
Hmm?
How did that turn out, actually?
She won.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah, but I gave a good, pretty, she's a national champion. That's what she does, for
God's sake. I know, I'm like surprised.
I learned it like 3 days before I fought her. But it was awesome. It was a good experience. And so the wrestling came in handy, though, because turns out I got some fight in me, you know?
Yeah.
I read a rumor online that after you retired, you were thinking of, well, somebody wrote this, that you were thinking of opening a wrestling school. Is that Andrew?
No.
I don't know where that came from.
No.
I wrote that. I was just being silly.
You would like me to open a wrestling school and wrestle you. Is that it?
Yeah. It's just going to be a bunch of perverted guys trying to get in the ring with Trish, probably.
Much, yeah, that's what I'd imagine.
I could always do a little side business at the studio at nights, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
Yeah. You got a question, JD?
I don't know. Like, so definitely the yoga is interesting. And what's Budokan yoga? I saw that on your website. It looks interesting.
Yeah, Budokan is it's a mixture between – it fuses meditation, yoga, and martial arts.
Right.
And it's really cool because it's – especially a lot of fighters enjoy it because you recognize some of the stances and you utilize like the same sort of techniques and movements of yoga.
Right.
But you put it into together a practice, and a lot of them draws from, you know, fighting techniques. And it's a really neat combination. It really appealed to me, obviously. And we have that Monday nights, and he is the only certified Budokan teacher in Ontario, and he's awesome. His name is Sensei Jamal.
Right.
And it's really neat. It's like, you know, and it's a little different than the regular yoga. You definitely walk out of there. Like, I'd been doing Ashtanga yoga. That's my main, that's what I'm certified to teach in. And I had been doing that. And it gets, because you know, your body becomes used to what you do, I guess, right? So when I did the Budokan, it's like that crazy, like, oh, God, is that a muscle over there? That's okay. So it's a crazy workout. It's awesome.
Nice. And it's changed your outlook on life, doing yoga. How's it changed your perspective on the world? Does it do that at all?
It absolutely does. You know, and it's funny because I did it when I was off of wrestling, right? So I'd been wrestling for about 3-4 years at that point, and like continuously, pretty much, you know, the whole deal. There's no off season. You go. I was going 1 year. I had was on the road for like 350 days of the year. So
that is intense.
That's the problem with wrestling, I think, compared to all the other sports, is that you're never home, man.
You're never home.
Yeah.
No. Right?
I'm glad you got out of that business because
you're concerned, right?
Yeah, I was concerned because it's not a good track record if you stay in that too long.
Yeah, five times a week.
That's why I was happy to see The Rock leave too.
Yeah.
Like, I think you should enjoy it while it's there, but then get
take
out.
Take at least a year of break somewhere
in
between.
Yeah, it's rough, man. It's very difficult.
Right.
It is, and you do. You miss out on stuff like all my friends. I missed a lot of weddings and babies being born and all that fun stuff, you know what I mean? So, but listen, I loved every minute of it, and like I think I just had a great plan where I kind of came out. I did it for 7 years, did the best of my abilities, got pretty good within the industry.
Yes, you did. Seven-time champion, six-time champion.
That would be seven. That would be seven.
Seven.
A record-breaking Guinness Book World record.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
I'm very subtle. Yeah, I don't know if you noticed.
I would miss the roar of the crowd the most, I think. Walking out there, I would want my, you know, theme music being played everywhere I go. Like,
so is there a few emails coming in. Is there any chance we'll see you back in the ring?
Well, it turns out that since I've retired, both times they've made an appearance in Toronto.
Yeah.
I have as well.
Oh, okay.
So if there is a show that happens to be coming to Toronto, which
month?
There happens to be.
Oh, wait. Are you going to be there?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, for sure I'm going to go and see my peeps backstage.
Right.
Now, if I come to the front of stage, maybe.
Okay.
You know, they're doing this whole guest GM thing. We'll see, you know.
Oh, that's correct. A lot of interesting guests. Shaquille O'Neal. I've seen him lately.
Yeah. It's been, so we'll see, you know. I mean, if I'm not, like, you know, doing a yoga class, Or drawing my hair with the yoga class hair dryer.
That's going to be your new shtick, the yogi. You're going to come in, Vince is going
to
have you do
get
something.
Everyone to be all zen.
and you teach every class personally, or is it you have a couple instructors?
Every class.
I'm like,
you thought I worked before. No, I have all these different styles of classes. I have probably a roster of about 10, I call them Team Stratosphere.
Right.
I have about 10 to 11 instructors. Who teach all different styles, all different times of the day, because I have three different studios. So that's the idea, is to have all different styles so that you can go in there, and if your mom wanted to do this class, she could do that class, and then you could do this class. And yeah, so it's, I've been very busy lately, and I just dance around. It's cool to go to, like, you know, get your butt kicked in one class and then go and kind of have, like, a more of a meditative class, which I'll get back to my original thing, which, because we got off on a tangent, because we do that. But the thing about the mental thing, just so you know, it really does happen. Like, when I was off, I did the yoga thing basically to rehab my back, and then when I went back to the same schedule, it was interesting to me to do this schedule that is still the same craziness. I'm still away as much as I was before, but I approached it a little differently. It didn't seem that stressful. It seemed sort of, for some reason, more manageable. And it wasn't not until later that I realized, it's like, oh man, it really affected me, I guess, because I would just, instead of it being around this, like, kind of like this noise of it all the time, I just sort of was like, look, this is what I do. I get to travel the world. I'm going to pop in, do what I'm great at doing, and pop out. And that's that. You know, and it really does affect you. Like, things like, I would run around going, oh, God, I'm going to miss my flight. I got to hurry, you know. And I just be like, I'll just get the next one. It's cool. And you don't realize, but it's just this calmness and this, you view things a little differently, and you take a little more time to before you jump in an answer, and, you know, you reflect a little. And, you know, without getting all deep and, you know, talking about cosmic, you know, stuff.
Yes, exactly.
It does. It does happen. And,
live the moment, present moment, right?
Yeah, for sure. You learn to really become more aware and more present, so.
Excellent.
I recommend it.
Right.
Yep.
Excellent. I got a bunch of email questions coming in. Should I get into
that,
you think? And they're all, a lot of them are wrestling oriented. Some are yoga oriented.
That's fair.
But let's get into, all right, you know what? This is kind of like a speed thing. We'll just go two sentences, answers right away.
Okay.
Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. First question is from Monica in, New Jersey.
Yes.
Favorite person to get in the ring with?
Ooh. Okay. I have a couple. Can I say a couple?
Yes, we will allow that.
Okay.
Allow
three.
Thank you, sir. The Rock was quite a magical moment to be in the ring with him.
Right.
It was awesome. As far as wrestling goes, probably Lita.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, her and I, like, don't get me wrong, Mickey and I have won, we had amazing matches, and Jazz, actually, she was, like, you know, just amazing matches, five-star matches. But Lita and I had this thing, kind of like Rock and Austin have.
Right.
Where it was sort of like, we get in the ring, we don't even got to say a word, and people just know. going to happen.
excellent chemistry, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Next question would be your favorite, your dream match that you never got to do.
Probably face Beth Phoenix.
Beth Phoenix?
Yeah. Okay. I got a chance to kind of, tangle with her a little bit when I, last time they came to Toronto, I was in the main event tagging with John Cena versus Beth and Santino Marella.
Oh, right.
Okay. And, that was pretty cool. And I think fans would dig that as well.
Right. Your dream tag partner.
Tag partner. That's a good one.
Bikram Choudhury, right?
Does that mean I have to pick someone that I've never tagged with before?
Yeah, I will qualify that.
Okay, or I'm just saying, or it could have been who was the most dream-like tag partner.
Bikram Choudhury. You do the tag team, the Yogis, right?
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
That would be sweet.
Let's get Vince on the phone and put that together for, the next time.
Yeah, I think people will totally dig that. So dream partner. Okay, let's go with... let's go with The Rock. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
That's some good stuff.
You never teamed
right there
with him. You were in the same ring with him, though, right?
Hmm?
You never teamed with him yet.
Absolutely, I did.
You did? Oh, so you...
We tagged against Vince McMahon and Kurt Angle.
Ooh, that would have been interesting.
If you want to YouTube a fun match, it is a crazy, like back in the day when reactions were like crazy through the roof.
Yeah.
Okay, crazy stuff. And then I also tagged with him against the Dudley Boys. We were going the tag champs, and we didn't win. But.
Oh, right. And then, didn't Kurt Angle just get arrested for something?
You know what? Someone just told me that today.
Yeah, I heard something about that.
He was too close to his girlfriend who had a restraining order on him.
Too close?
Yeah, he was
stalking?
He was stalking her, and then they busted his car, and they found HGH, and he was driving under a suspended license.
Oh,
so, he's currently the world champion of PNA. Yeah. So, the press might be.
It's just an angle. It's just a storyline.
You never know. It could be. But, that's pretty brutal.
Yeah. Well, best of luck to him, I guess.
Yeah.
This one's a different question. Person you hated working with.
Oh, gosh.
Now the rage and the hate comes out.
Yeah.
The rage and hate portion.
I've been fortunate to work with us. Like, everyone has been really great. We've always had. I guess it's a matter of recognizing what I bring. Here, this is what I bring. This is what you bring. Let's make the most of it. And I've never, disliked working with anybody.
No one suplexed you the wrong way and kind of ticked you off or anything like that?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's good.
Everyone's trained.
Positive experience overall at WWE.
Everything was really good. But I'm pretty good at trying to create positive environments.
That's good.
CJ in New Jersey wants to know, will yoga help your wrestling skills when you make a comeback? And he's making an assumption that you're making a comeback.
Yeah. Oh.
very assuming, though.
Yeah.
Presumptuous.
Well, I tell you, when I did return after rehabbing my back, I had been doing the yoga. And if you noticed, I busted out a brand new move, which was the matrix, like when I do the bend backwards thing.
Okay.
It's like a bridge, and then you come back up. Also known as the Matrish when I do it. Right? I don't know. You need to get some YouTube videos going, you guys. But, I would say I felt so good after I came back that, like, I thought if I had done yoga in the very beginning, it would have been a whole different career.
Right.
Wow.
And honestly, I know Rey Mysterio, I had told him about it, and he started doing yoga as well, and Melina does it now.
Wow.
It's just amazing. It totally allows you, it allows you to take the beatings.
Right.
It makes your body more pliable, I guess, and so that's why it helps. So, yeah.
Funniest person to be with on the road.
Funniest person, probably. Let's see. Ivory was pretty funny. Remember Ivory?
Yes, I remember.
She is a wacky woman. That woman is kooky. Like, she just pulls stuff out. You're like, what? She's pretty funny. She was a lot of fun.
Worst dressed wrestler currently.
Like, is this real life or character?
Let's do both, actually.
Okay.
That'll get some inside information.
Worst dressed?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Guys, help me out. Who do you think?
If it was early mid-90s, it would have been Jeff Jarrett back in the day.
I think he's still wearing the same outfit.
But that bad male stripper kind of thing going. That was really bad, actually. and top of your head, give me one.
Okay, let's go with, the leprechaun. I mean, really, green?
Leprechaun wearing green is a little outdated.
It's so 2005.
Beside yourself, the best wrestler in pro wrestling right now?
I most enjoy Randy Orton right now.
Right.
I think he is really charismatic. I think I enjoy his matches. He is the most wonderful seller. Like, the way he sells a move is money. I'm enjoying his stuff.
Do you
right
think
now.
He can be a good guy though? I don't know if he has like a personality like The Rock or anybody.
I think he'll get so over as a heel that it'd be a natural thing that he'll turn into a really good guy, and I think he'll be good at it.
All right. I think the Sonya out of NYC. Last time you got into a real fight outside the ring? Oh, that's a good question.
Mm. Yeah.
That's good.
The back of the yoga studio parking lot.
Yeah.
You're roughing some people up.
Yeah, they didn't want to buy membership. I was like, what? What did you just say?
Yeah.
Let's see. I think I was actually in grade 10 and got in a real fight. And I got my ass whooped.
Really?
Yeah, I did. Because she was huge. She was this big, gigantic woman, and I was not.
What was it over?
She just didn't like me. That was her thing, and I was like, okay. She was a bully. That was the bottom line.
Pick her out now.
And now, what? Come on now.
Willow trees outside of school.
A few more questions. What was your worst injury you ever got, and how did you recoup?
I had two bad injuries. Probably the worst was, the herniated disc, only because it actually put me out of action and I couldn't even sit more than 30 minutes at a time. And, and then, of course, I rehabbed it through yoga and went back. And I must say, never looked back. I haven't had a reoccurrence of the pain since then, so that's good. You can, refix your body and realign your body through yoga, just throwing that out there. I had this match. It was Backlash, I believe it was, 2006. And I was on the top rope, doing those 10 punches. The crowd gets into it. And Mickey tossed me to the outside, and I fell outside to the ground from the top thing there, the top turnbuckle. Mm-hmm. But there was the steps there that I saw on my way down. So they had those metal steps. So I tried to avoid it, and I put my arm down on the ring apron so that I could move my body around. But my body twisted over the wrong way, and my arm popped out the front of my shoulder.
Yeah. So did you just call off the match, or you just kept going?
No, I had to finish it.
Oh.
It ended up being a disqualification. I went for about 5 more minutes after that. And it's funny because you're in pain, but it's like you're still on, right? Like you're performing. So and I look back, if you ever look back at, when you guys are doing your YouTube search later.
That's right.
No, we're wrestling fans.
Okay,
not as much as I used to be back in the day.
Do you remember that match?
I remember Backlash.
It was Mickey. We're in the middle of that crazy match where she was like totally into me and all that weird stuff was happening.
Yeah.
And then I totally pulled out my arm. My arm kind of fell out, and I was talking smack to her she was going up the ramp, and I was still talking smack. And I'm looking at myself in the Tron, and my arm is like hanging down to my knee, like it's just hanging there. It was nasty. And then of course they popped it back in, and then it was fractured, and I had to rehab it. And that injury took me to the end, because near the end, I was even my final match at the Air Canada Centre. I mean, the punches were just, I didn't feel it because of the adrenaline, but I remember the pain I felt afterwards. So that would have caught up with me, I think, pretty fast. I probably would have had to done more rehab, but I never went to traditional rehab. I just did the yoga, and actually that got me through
yoga
the rest of my career.
Yoga cures all right now. Apparently.
Exactly.
That's great, man.
Hmm?
Yoga cures all, right?
It really does. I know it sounds so preachy, but it does.
Sonny in NYC wants to know, how come you were never in Playboy like a lot of the other WWE divas?
There's one element that I wasn't really in agreement with, and that was the whole nudity thing.
Yeah, you do.
They do that still.
It's kind of what makes that thing go. So I wasn't into that. That's not my style. It's being sexy is kind of a little. It's not my thing. A little bit.
Oh, yeah, what?
I know
it
sounds
WWE,
funny.
They kind of force you, don't they?
What's that?
With WWE, don't they kind of force you to do it? Like,
they don't force you to do it, but you become this, sexy person, and you get become viewed like that because, and it's cool. Like, it was the posters and the everything, and I'm fine playing that role, but it's, like, just not naturally me. Like, I'm kind of more tomboy, and it sort of feels silly to me to be that sometimes. I can pull it off if I need to, but, yeah, so the whole Playboy thing is just kind of not my style.
Right. But you were approached, though, right?
I was. Oh, yeah. The first minute I stepped in that door, it was like, guess what? We have this wonderful idea. Playboy wants you to do that. I'm like, oh, no. I just want to wrestle, actually. I just want to fight like the boys. Is that okay?
Did they get angry? No, they're cool with that, right?
No, they were cool. They asked me for the next 3 years, and then finally I was like, no, guys, seriously. It's not like a timing thing. It's just not ever. So,
yeah.
And then they went, okay. And then they asked, I think, Tori.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, only a few more questions, if you can just, sorry to bear with us just with this one. I got a couple more emails in.
Called Collect.
biggest compliment you ever received on your wrestling work?
Moolah.
Right.
Had you know, told me that she thought she said, you know, finally I can watch the women again, and she said that I'm changing the way women are, you know, she said she worked really hard to change the way people viewed women in the ring, and she said it went away for a long time, and she was really happy to see me try and change that back, and she saw, you know, that some good things on the horizon for me. So that was really a big compliment. And also Bret Hart actually called me after my retirement match, and said he saw me use the sharpshooter and thought that was pretty awesome, and really, you know, commended me on a good career and a great way to exit the wrestling field. So that was a pretty good feel good moment.
I got an obscure question coming on the web, and this one is from well, somebody in the U.S. and they wanted to know, was what's this guy, Diamond Dallas Page, was he ever inspiration to you? I guess he was in yoga or something too. He's doing his own yoga stuff, right?
He's doing yoga for guys, and you know, we got into it. We would just discuss it, because when I came back from my injury, I think he was around for a while. Remember, he kind of was in WWE for a little bit there, and we were just we would chat about it and say how amazing it is and how great it, you know, is for our backs, and if everybody did it, we would all be such strong and you know, long careers, et cetera, et cetera. So he, you know, we were kind of all along in the same lines and everything. And actually, I should get in touch with him. We could probably
tag team it.
Yeah. Me, him, and Bikram.
Oh yeah. Huh? Triple threat.
A triple threat match. We're fighting for yoga. What?
What was the next question here? Oh, the worst thing about the wrestling business. I think we already discussed that. Eh?
Yeah. Probably the being away from home stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're married now, right?
I am.
You're married for how long? 2 years? 3 years?
I have been married for since 2006. But I actually, on August 29th, we are celebrating 16 years together.
Wow. What?
Mm-hmm.
So until you came back from wrestling, he's like, then we don't want to tie the knot until you're done wrestling? Or?
Kind of, yeah. Like, I didn't want to, like, hey, can I take these live events off so that I can so that I can go and take us a honeymoon?
Yeah. You guys could have done it at the Royal Rumble or something, though. It would have been huge.
Oh, shoot. I didn't think of that. Yeah. Good idea. Next time. The next marriage.
Well, so many weddings on TV, too. Randy Savage and Elizabeth and all that. Yeah.
I thought, you know, that doesn't need to happen.
Yeah. You don't need to exploit your personal life there. Last question. One word to describe yourself.
Hot.
Quirky.
Quirky,
is it?
Goofy. Yeah, want something along those lines, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cute,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Or cute, whatever.
Yeah. All of the above.
All of the above.
All of the above, yeah.
So Stratus Faction Yoga.
Stratosphere Yoga.
Stratosphere.
And the website stratospheryoga.com.
Right.
Excellent.
So how much is it? Like, yoga prices to me are a really mystery. Like, Bikram's probably like the leading candidate. Like, so he probably charges a lot, doesn't he?
Yoga's pretty much the same all across the board, actually. If you look, it seems right now, you know, I think yogis don't want to ever try and, like, you know, stick anyone. So they just, we all stick with the same thing. We just want the world to do yoga. It's just simple little, you know, needs and goals.
Right.
But all I got to say to you is this. Saturday, 5 o'clock,
yes.
Stratosphere Yoga,
okay.
One word, free.
Right.
Okay.
I'll be in the U.S., but yeah, I can't make it.
I'll come by. I'm going to try it out. I'll do the fire eating, and then I'll do the yoga, and then...
you'll do the fire eating, is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm going to try it out.
Nice. I think that's good. You should definitely do that. I want to be there for that, actually.
Yeah, I'll be walking on stilts and doing all this stuff, too. And, yeah, so people can check that out online as well and learn more. And yoga's taking the world over, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Slowly but surely, it's actually Trish is going to take the world over through yoga.
Through yoga.
Yeah.
Trish's yoga. So you want to, what's your goal, to be the most famous yoga practitioner in the world?
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah,
let's go with that.
Take out Bikram, and then...
you can take out Bikram, be the most famous period.
Bikram who? What?
Yeah, exactly.
It's old news, huh?
He's old news.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for having me, guys.
Yeah.
You guys were fun.
No problem.
Thanks a lot.
And we'll see you in the studio soon?
Yes,
we will. Yes,
what's the website?
StratosphereYoga.com.
That's my man.
Perfect.
All right.
Thanks,
guys. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.